don't care if you feel uncomfortable when I'm preaching the word. Amen. I'm not preaching it. The Holy Spirit is. So if the Holy Spirit convicts, that's your problem. You know, it's just my job to deliver the message. How you take it, I've done my part, all right? I've done my part. So, preachers, we have to preach with conviction. We have to preach whether the congregation likes it or not. If I'm preaching something that's not thus saith the Lord, by all means say, hey, no, that's wrong, and this is why you're wrong. But if I'm preaching thus saith the Lord, amen. Amen? So we need to preach with power. There's not enough. There's so much wheat. There's been watered down. The word has been watered down in so many different churches today. It's watered down, and, you know, it's all about, oh, the love of Jesus, and, you know, oh, my goodness, and Jesus did this, and, you know, the long-haired hippie Jesus, and Jesus wasn't that way. I'm sorry. Jesus was a Jew, and he was rugged, and he was a carpenter, and he was a very powerful man. And, you know, he did get angry. He wasn't a sissy Lala. My Savior wasn't a sissy. One of my favorite paintings is where Jesus has the ripped muscles and he's doing a push-up and he's got the cross on his back. That's my Jesus. My Jesus isn't a Jesus of a hippie of the fields playing flowers, throwing flowers at everybody. That's not my Jesus. And I get offended when people talk about him like that. Yes, Jesus is love. Jesus does care. Jesus loves each and every one of us. But he doesn't want us doing wrong. Amen? And it upsets him when we do. Amen? So preach with power. Preach, and next is pray for protection every day. One thing that we got to do when we get up in the morning, when we read our Bible, we need to pray to God for protection. Why? Why would anybody want to do that? Why pray for protection? Because the enemy, like a roaring lion, is seeking whom he may devour. Amen? He's like looking, okay, have they read their Bible? Are they full of armor right now? Nope, they're not. So here, whoop, and we'll trip over our face. Amen? We don't want to go out into this world unprepared. I don't want to go out into the world unprepared, so I got to get up every day. I got to pray for protection, not just for me, for my family, for my church family, for my enemy. Oh, no, wait, hold on. We have to pray for our enemies? Yes, we have to pray for our enemies. And when you pray for your enemies and you pray for them to succeed and you pray for them to do good and you pray, you don't have that bitterness in you. I don't know how many times, you know, there's just, you get mad at somebody and you're just like, ugh, just, and you start that root of bitterness and it sprouts, right? It starts really little. And then it starts to grow, and you're just, oh, I hate that person, blah, 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 and they looked at me the wrong way, and blah, 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 and I hate them, and I wish they would die, and blah, 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 and get rid of that. Pray for that person, and just ask, you know, that the Lord work on their life, and the world, that they may be blessed. And when you do that, you don't have that darkness, and that bitterness, and that cancer that grows into you, like, I don't even know. It's dark, and it's evil. It's pure evil. It's exactly what Satan wants. He's just like, ha-ha, yeah, did you know what they did? And each time he says that, and each time that we listen to the lies and listen to Satan's untruths, we're just like, it just starts to grow. So one thing that we can do is when we pray for it, it's like a pesticide, and it will kill that bitterness in us. Don't let it grow. Amen? Don't let it grow. So we need to pray. Pray for protection. Pray for our preachers. Pray for the pastor, because they're on the front line. They're taking hits left and right. Amen? So we need to pray for protection, because, you know, the enemy wants nothing more than, you know, to shut down this church. He wants to shut down your church. He wants to shut down every church that is preaching the truth. He wants nothing more than that. So he'll go after the head. So that's why we need to pray for protection. Next, we need to praise him. And we need to not just praise God. We need to praise him out loud. Amen. Hallelujah. I have salvation. Hallelujah. My name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Hallelujah, I'm going to a fundamental independent Baptist church that preaches the truth. Hallelujah, I have a church family. Hallelujah, I have a job. Hallelujah, I have all this stuff. And even we're supposed to praise him in everything that goes bad. We get a flat tire. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord, for that flat tire. I praise you. I remember shooting a nail through my finger. It went through the bone. It was out, and I'm like, yeah, hallelujah. I wasn't saying hallelujah at the moment. I was not happy. But I was like, okay, well, there must have been a reason for that. So we are to praise him in all things. Psalm chapter 106, turn with me there. Psalm chapter 106. Psalm chapter 106, 1 through 3 says, praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness all the time. We need to praise him for salvation. Are you saved by grace? Say amen. That wasn't that good. Are you saved by grace?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, we should be happy and joyous. Wherever we go, we should be praising and a happy people. Because why? Those of us who trusted Jesus, our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. That means when we get to heaven, we get to go up there, and there's going to be, go on now. Okay, go on in. And we get up there and like, whew, I get to go in. That's going to be joyous, just being able to go into heaven. Amen? I can't imagine getting to there and be like, well, your name's not on the list. Oh, but it's not here. But I was a good person. I did all these good, it's not here. What do you mean it's not there? I did good. I am a good person. I gave to the poor. I gave to the sick. I cleaned churches. I gave to all these things, and I gave to UNICEF and all these charities. Okay, well, it's not here. You must have not trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And what a sad day that's going to be, because they don't get to go to heaven, because they're going to be grabbed by angels and cast in the lake of fire forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. So the first one is the vision, and then we need to have a voice. Lastly, is victory. God wants to reward good behavior. Amen? God wants to, he doesn't want his children all to get up to heaven, and you know what? None of us served. None of us did anything for the cause of Christ. None of us, you know, helped out the preachers. None of us did the things that were, when it come to the church, did nothing for God. God, because what is he going to do? That wicked and slothful servant, go ahead and go in, whatever. I want to get to heaven, and I want to be like, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I want to hear those words. You know, there's been a joke, you know, you serve now, and you get to reign with God, right? And if you don't serve, then you have to... If you don't serve here, you're going to serve up there. And one of the jokes is that I've said is, you know, I'll be talking to somebody and they'll be like, oh man, I wish I would have served more. I wish I would have like gave more. I wish I would have went to more services. I wish I would have, you know, gave to missions and all this stuff. And I'll be like, yeah, that's a bummer. Mm-hmm. I hear you. Yeah, I know. That's crazy. I know you should have done that one thing. Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. Now go get me some grapes. But you know that's what it's going to be. They're going to be serving in heaven forever. You know, they'll be so thankful that they're there, but they won't be able to enjoy the things that they want to, the benefits of when it came to serving here. So one thing that we do, there's going to be many in heaven wishing they would have served more for God. If you're here today, if you're not serving for God, start now. Start now. There's still time. I don't think that Jesus has come back. You know, I'm hoping that he'll come back, like, during this message, because that's one of my ultimate, to be preaching and then be raptured out as I'm preaching. That is the ultimate. That's how I want to go out. But one thing that we need to do is, so we have victory, we need to flee the world. 1 John chapter 2. The world wants nothing more than to take us down. And I don't want that to happen. So one thing that we need to do is flee the world. 1 John chapter 2. Okay, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Love not the world, neither things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. We need to flee the world. You know, there's so many distractions out there. There's so many different things that Satan has set up, you know, so many different toys. And, you know, we're in a Christmas season, and, you know, there's all these different gadgets and gizmos and little trinkets and little sparkly things. And, you know, he wants nothing more than to distract us from that. He wants us in the world. He wants us focused on the sidelines and just be out and just not forget what God has to offer us. You know, so many people are on so many people are not on the straight and narrow. They're not on they're not going towards the streets of gold. They're not on the street. They're not headed in the right direction. There's too many people that are on Satan's sidewalk, looking in the windows at all, and just, you know, and they're shopping in the windows. They're window shopping and lusting and wanting the things of this world more than they want the things that are important, the things of God. And we need not to be that way. Amen? We need to, if we're on Satan's sidewalk, we need to get off the sidewalk and get back on the road, back on track for God. Amen? We need to be and stay focused on track. But secondly, we need to, first we need to flee the world. Next, we need to fight the good fight. Back to our text, 2 Timothy chapter 4. Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Are you ready for Jesus Christ to return? Are you ready for our Savior to come and take us home? I am. I'm waiting for that day. I'm waiting for the day that he comes and takes us home. And then if I've been serving, hand me that crown. I want that crown of righteousness. How about you? Is there anybody here that does not want a crown? I didn't see any hands. I want something to lay at my Savior's feet. I want something to lay at his feet that says, hey, I did this for you. It wasn't about me. It's not about any of us. It's not about what we do. It's not about what we want. It's all about what he wants. It's all about his needs. It's all about glorifying the Father. Amen? That was weak. Amen? It's all about him. Sometimes before I preach, I'm scared spitless. You see me in the back, and I'm just like, I don't know if you noticed, but I'm like butterflies and everything. But it's all about his power. When I get behind the pulpit, it's all him. It's all what he does. He gives us the energy and the strength to do whatever it is that he wants us to do for the cause of Christ. Amen? It's all about him. We need to fight the good fight. The battle's out there and the battle is raging. And, you know, it's an unseen world. We can't see what's going on. We don't see the underworld. We don't see, like, the demons and the angels and fighting and clashing and, you know, trying to fight for this person and get this person's attention. We don't see that, but the battle is there. Right. It says in the Bible that the battle is there. We don't see the unseen world, but we read about it. We know it's there because God said it's there. So we need to fight. We need to fight. And, you know, the fight is grabbing our sword. Amen? It's grabbing our sword and our shield. This is our sword. This is our shield. The Bible has been likened to so many things. It's a sword. It's a shield. It's bread. It's food. And recently I've said, it's a bar of soap. This thing will clean you. If we're dirty, get clean. Get clean by the word of God. That's the only thing that's going to heal us. That's the only thing that's going to keep us on the straight and narrow. Amen? So we need to fight. We need to focus. Amen? But lastly, we need to follow Jesus. We don't need to follow whatever it is the world has to offer. We need to follow football. We need to not follow our friends. We need to not follow our family if they're out of the way. We need to follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's the guide. He's the one that knows where he's going. I don't know if you've ever been on different excavations and you know where you have to get a guide. And isn't it stupid if you're following that guide down a trail and he's like, okay, well, you need to stick right where I am going and right, because he knows the trail. Now, wouldn't it be stupid to be like, oh, whatever, I'm going to go off this way. And just, I'm going to go off in the woods and, you know, go into the bushes. You know? Wow, what's over here? That's a pretty cool flower. What happens when you get off following the guide? You get hurt. Why? Because there's vipers. There's vipers off the trail. Amen? There's vipers in the bushes. If you walk off the trail, you're going to get bit. And if you get bit, then you're going to be really sick. You could lose your eyesight. You could lose even your life. You could die. Let's stay on the path, and let's follow the guide, because he knows where we're going. Amen? Amen. Thank you.